Right now, we welcome in Carolyn Sieben of Families First Partnership. Ms. Sieben, happy Child Abuse Prevention Month to you. I see you're wearing the blue.
Yeah, I'm wearing the blue today. We take our picture on Thursday so we can post it on Friday.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a fun month of checking out your wardrobe for all your blue.
Yeah. Trying to get all the blue stuff lined up.
Yeah. So
for folks that missed it, we had you and the mayor in the studio early in the month of April to declare April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in the city of North Platte. But, of course, this is much bigger than just the city.
Right, yeah. It's really across the state, and it's through an initiative called Bring Up Nebraska. And so blue is that color that recognizes child abuse prevention awareness. And so it's really great, all the local participation that we've had. And we even had some agencies doing Dress Blue on this last, yesterday, I believe it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw there was a social media post that I noticed from professional financial advisors up at the Nebraska Land National Bank. They were decked out in their blue. I wore my blue yesterday. I forgot that I was supposed to until about 10 o'clock, and then I looked down and I thought, oh, thank you, Jesus, I wore the blue. But I see the Bridge of Hope has had some fun as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So it's really great that we're generating a lot of interest and a lot of awareness, too, because child abuse prevention is really on all of us, mm-hmm. because everyone in Nebraska is a mandatory reporter. If you see something, say something.
Yep, I think that's exactly what we've talked about before, and that's what Chief Hudson always says, too. If you see something, say something. And it's important to note as well, you can report anonymously to local law enforcement agencies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They take that very seriously.
Yeah, and if the report is unfounded, then, you know, everything's all good.
Great.
But, yeah.
That's
so
great. Mm-hmm. That's preferred.
Yes, exactly.
But better safe than sorry, and you free your conscience in a lot of ways as well.
Mm-hmm, right.
So for folks that haven't heard us chat before, Ms. Sieben, give us the reminder of what Families First Partnership is here in the North Platte community.
Families First Partnership is what we call a community collaborative. We work as really the hub of other agencies in the community and help them do their work and consider them the experts in whatever their target population is and their work that they do. And we reach out and say, how can we support you better? So we work with the Connection Homeless Shelter, Community Action, EDN, the Educational Development Network. Those are just to name a few of the groups that we do work with on coaching, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so through those agencies, we provide support to families that are going through a crisis. If they've had a shutoff notice, if they're going to be evicted, then we link them to an agency, get some coaching in place, help to alleviate the bill that they're needing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, try to find other supports that will stabilize that family.
And preventing this from happening again, too. I know that prevention is a big part of what is done with that coaching.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's better to teach them and guide them through this crisis than to just hand them some money and then
hope the problem goes away.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
More than likely, in that case, it's going to resurface and it could be something worse.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Ms. Sieben?
Well, I'd like to give a big shout-out to our Communities for Kids core team and all the planning they've been doing. They're hosting an event called Kids on the Bricks this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a great family event, and it'll be downtown.
Okay.
And so there'll be family activities, games, giveaways, and just visiting the different businesses downtown so that our child care providers will have some presence there also, so that families will have a chance to meet some of the providers, get information about them, and really find out, you know, when we're talking about child care in our community, we're really trying to improve the quality of child care.
Sure.
So those providers will be there, you know, giving some information about what they offer.
Great, knowledgeable experience. It's going to be a fun experience as well downtown this
mm-hmm.
weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I'd like to talk about. And then a second thing that's coming up is an event that's really across the state of Nebraska. It's called the Pony Express Ride Across Nebraska.
Oh, sure.
And what it is awareness of children's mental health
okay.
needs. And so a group of Eagle Riders, they're motorcycle riders, and they start in Gearing and Scotts Bluff, and they go across the state. They make stops in cities across the state, and their goal is to pick up letters of support that would go to the governor and to the unicameral to say, we really want you to continue supporting any kind of funding that goes to support children's mental health needs.
How awesome. What a unique opportunity as well.
Yeah, so they'll be stopping through North Platte on May 20th, and we're just trying to get some events together for that day so that we can have a little bit of a celebration and send off and have letters. You know, anyone who'd like to write a letter to send on with them, that would be very welcome.
How traditional, too, with the Pony Express.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they take that same route. So that's one of the events coming up. We also have our collaborative partners meeting on May 26th.
Okay.
And so anyone who'd like an invite to that, you know, we posted it on our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what the collaborative partners is all about is we have a quarterly meeting, and that is when we just get all kinds of input from the community. What kinds of needs are we seeing? What kind of barriers to access for care are we seeing in the community? What needs to be addressed? And that's really where we got that information about dental needs. Mm-hmm. And that's how we decided we've got to start working with the local dentists and trying to find funding to help people access dental care.
And quality dental care as well, and that's not too hard to obtain here, as we have some great quality dentists locally, but the price, I think, has been the big issue. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, it's just a real struggle because those families who are in Medicaid have to find a provider that will take Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dental community, it really costs them more to take a Medicaid patient than they even make because there's all the reporting, there's so much reporting, and mm-hmm. it takes staff time, and the payback is just not very great. So we're trying to say we want to help you as the dental community serve those patients, and if it takes having a stipend, if it takes just private pay, if we can find some
payments, I mean, there's... Yeah, well, that's a complicated issue.
It is, yeah. Well, and that's why it takes a lot of community input and hearing everyone's side of the story.
Sure.
And that's what those collaborative partners meetings are all about, is, you know, hearing everyone's side of the story. You know, what input do we have? Because we've had input on transportation, housing, mm-hmm. you know, and some of those things we can address, but some of those things are going to be harder to address by ourselves. We'd need to partner with another group to say, this is the concern.
Sure.
How are we all going to pull together and figure this out?
Ms. Sabin, we do need to wrap up, but it sounds like it's been a busy April, obviously, with Child Abuse Prevention Month, and it sounds like May's already shaping up to be pretty busy next month.
Right, exactly.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning as we conclude?
Nope, that should do it.
What's the best way for folks to learn more information if they need to learn more about Families First Partnership or anything else we've discussed this morning?
You know, the best place to go is our website, and that's familiesfirstpartnership.org, and the first is not spelled out. It's one S-T, like first
grade.
Yes.
First place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Sabin, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate the work you do for the community.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tristan.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY.